A mob entered the nation's capital, breaking through barriers and breaking windows as they roamed the halls of Congress. It came after Trump supporters rallied to protest the certification process that will secure Joe Biden's ascension to the presidency. They were urged by the president himself to march on the Capitol. We caught up with Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin to get his reaction and assessment.
What I didn't quite understand was how they could breach the Capitol building so easily. Where was the security? This was telegraphed long ago by Trump that he was going to inspire a demonstration on January 6th, so that the Capitol Police and certainly federal law enforcement knew well in advance that this would emerge, that some demonstration would occur, and they should have been well prepared to protect the Capitol from any kind of breach of the perimeter and of the building itself. So that was surprise number one, I think.
As a matter of fact, now the president himself apparently addressed the crowd, and he said at one point, he said, "We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue and we're going to the Capitol and we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need our help, we're going to try and give them some kind of pride and boldness." What do you make of that, urging the crowd to go down with perhaps the anticipation that there might be something more going on, or what do you think he expected as much as he saw?
I think it remains to be seen, and we're going to have to see what the evidence ultimately shows, whether this was an inspired act of rioting that Trump was well aware of and encouraging, or whether this was more spontaneous at the very end. But in any case, what we are clearly confident of is that Trump and his enablers inspired people to feel betrayed. They felt that the election was stolen from them and from Trump, and that the blame is clearly on this president and his enablers, including Mr. Giuliani, and certainly members of Congress within the Senate and the House. So the violation of our democratic institution, the Congress, lies with them.
What was your reaction to the scenes that you saw inside?
These people who believed that they were patriots, or believed that they were acting for the country, were in fact traitorous to the country. They were violating the fundamental laws of our land, the fundamental halls of our democratic institution, the Congress. So that it clearly was a betrayal of what the democracy is about. And again, this goes back to Trump, who clearly his pursuit of power is without end. And I think that is where we are, unfortunately, right now. And it reminds me of I think that the rise of Mussolini and the rise of Hitler were similar, that they were able to tie themselves into a nationalist, patriotic flag, and they became the flag itself. So Trump is America to these people, and anyone who disagrees with Trump is anti-American in their view. And I think that's where the danger really lies.
Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.